These things are happenstance, but I grew up in the Catskills on a farm. I love the outdoors and the woods and the trees and the streams, and I just always loved it up there. Went away to law school, and I came back to New York and moved into the city, and I realized that the air was completely polluted. The Hudson River was filled with sewage. Fly ash from incinerators were everywhere, and I just felt as though something was really seriously wrong, and I didn't want to bring up my three children in a situation like that. So with a group of people, we started the first public interest law firm to see if we could change it. And I'd like to report that 40 years later, New York City doesn't have diesel buses that kill you. They're clean diesel buses or natural gas, and the Hudson River is cleaned up. And the air pollution is gone, and that's really nationwide. So it seemed to me that the rights of individuals have been protected here and borne out by what happened. All of the work in America is not a straight line. We don't take no for an answer. We take a long view. We take 10 and 20 year views of what needs to be done, and even on the issue of climate change, you know, we're not done. Over time, we'll win that battle too. Well, I think that you have to figure out what your dream is. I think Americans dream big. I certainly had a dream about what my life would be. And then try to be practical about how do you help achieve that dream. And you have to decide what to do, whether it's go to law school or go to graduate school or work in an industry and become an environmentalist. And in my case, and the people who come to see me, I tell them to stand up for nature, believe that nature is important, and whatever job you're in, whether it's law, science, or business, make sure that you remember that nature is very important to protect. President Obama believes that the contribution of the American environmental movement counts for something, and it's a message to all environmentalists who have been working for a long, hard time that this administration cares about it, the country cares about it. So it's a very important message.